I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Walgreens announced Thursday that it has entered into an agreement to purchase USA Drug Stores, a regional drugstore chain in the Mid-South owned by Stephen LaFrance Holdings and members of the LaFrance family. The transaction includes 144 stores currently operated under the USA Drug and other brand banners in Arkansas, Kansas, Mississippi, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. The acquisition includes corporate offices, a distribution center located in Pine Bluff, and a wholesale and private brand business. The USA Drug acquisition was approximately $438 million. Governor Mike Beebe's week-long trade mission to France should result in expansions of existing French firms doing business in Arkansas and could result in research collaborations for food safety and agricultural productivity. Beebe said that agri research being conducted at numerous Arkansas universities in the fields of nanotechnology and food safety were high priorities. Beebe also noted that the National Center for Toxicological Research near Pine Bluff could also benefit from a French exchange. The governor said he met with five French-based companies that conduct business in Arkansas about possible expansions. Beebe said one of those companies is close to making a decision. Now, Governor Beebe also said Monday that he's inclined to expand the state's Medicaid rolls under a provision in the federal law that was ruled constitutional just a little over a week ago. Beebe argued that as many as 250,000 uninsured Arkansans could benefit from the expansion, with the federal government paying 100% of the costs in the first 3 years, starting in 2014. Ultimately, federal support could be reduced to 90% of the cost, with the state paying the additional 10%. Beebe said it would take a, quote, pretty dang strong argument for him to allow Arkansas taxpayers to pay federal taxes without benefiting from the federal coverage. Boosted by a record-strong June month of tax collections, Arkansas state government ended its fiscal year on June 30th with a $145 million budget surplus. The final tally was 3.2% higher than forecasters predicted. Individual and corporate income tax collections aided the strong conclusion to the fiscal year, as did a surprising uptick in consumer and business spending. For the full fiscal year, net available general revenues topped $4.75 billion, a new record. The state's online checkbook is now open to the public. The online data center found at transparency.arkansas.gov pools a mountain of revenue and expense data for nearly all of state government. The website allows users to drill into an agency's revenue streams, expenditures, employee salaries, payments to cities and counties, bonded indebtedness, and vendor contracts. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.